Illinois may have no money to spend on higher education or various social services, but its leaders have plenty to spend on politics. Some of the primary races in early March were the most expensive in state history. That doesn't appear to concern Governor Bruce Rauner. I'm Amanda Vinicky with NPR Illinois. All told, $10 million was spent on just two races for the legislature. Governor Rauner himself, or his campaign fund anyway, shoveled much of the money into these record-spending primaries. It's hard to tell just how much. Contributions to certain groups don't have to be disclosed. That's led to calls for more transparency and stricter campaign finance laws. Rauner won't say if that's something he supports.
Today, I'm not going to talk about political process. Today, we're focusing on government, protecting taxpayers. That's going to be the focus. I'm sure that a lot of people have different ideas about campaign finance and campaign finance reform. That's all lovely. That's a great topic for another day. That's not something I'm going to talk about today.
Definitely frustrating if anyone doesn't take this issue seriously.
That's Sarah Bruni, director of the Illinois Campaign for Political Reform, one of the groups that's calling for changes. She says it's important for voters to know who's bankrolling Illinois politicians.
One thing that we saw in the primary elections, some of these $5 and $6 million state House and Senate races, they were vying for, you know, less than 25,000 votes. I mean, it's a really small local area. And what happens is the voices of local donors really get drowned out when there's millions and millions of dollars spent trying to persuade them. They aren't involved in their own election. And I think that's really the tragedy here.
Both of the candidates Rauner spent most heavily on ended up losing. I'm Amanda Vinicky.